You're listening to Morning Thoughts with Gil. I'm sharing the journey that I'm on right now and the thoughts that I'm having each morning as I prep myself to go into that gym to get that daily workout in. These are great to follow my journey and to possibly gain some of the wisdom that I'm learning through my journey. So I hope you find value in it. And if you do, make sure to share. Enjoy the episode. Today is a very special day, May 12th, because it's wifey's birthday. A mother herself, strong, independent woman, a leader, a business owner. But most of all, most important to me, the qualities, is a loving woman. And so much gratitude I have for this woman. So much love has been introduced to my life because of this woman. Early on, I was a hurt, lost man coming straight out of a relationship that took a lot from me. Left a lot of scars. And at that point in my life, I was under the impression I never wanted that type of commitment in a relationship again. Such a poor way of thinking, such a weak way of thinking, pretty much a silly way of thinking. And sometimes, you know, I've told myself in the past that I didn't deserve the love that my wife now, but back then, a woman was trying to give me, that I didn't deserve it, especially the way that I behaved during that time and treated her during that time. But as time has went on, I understand now I did deserve it. I was a good person. God said not only did I deserve it, but I needed it in my life. Now I did a hell of a job trying to push it away, trying to sabotage it, take advantage of it. But after over 10 years of being with this woman, I can look back and just be in pure awe and admiration of the strength of her heart. The way that she was just so willing to love and to show vulnerability. And at that point in my life, I thought showing any type of emotion was weak. I thought showing that you wanted somebody was weak. And I'll go into a little bit of detail in this, not just the want of it, but when you want them and they show you that they don't want you the same, and you go after them or you chase them, I thought that was weak. And I've grown so much from then and learned so much from then with so much help from my wife in understanding that that is far from weakness.
That is complete and utter strength. To be able to love, to be able to put your heart on the line because you see good qualities in the person, because you yourself want that love from that person. And you feel it's worth the investment. You feel it's worth the risk. And in all reality, a lot of what I've learned was that I was afraid to risk. I was afraid to feel that pain again. But if I wasn't willing to feel that pain, I can never feel that type of love. And when I, you know, think back upon it, it's like the pain outweighed the highness of any love I felt previously to my wife. And so I couldn't gauge. I didn't think there was enough of a reward to put my heart on the line. But she showed me different. And I admire her strength and tenacity and willingness to just put herself out there for love. Because now I understand love is the most important thing we got in this world. And it's so easy to love family, so easy to love kids, your kids, unconditionally, like that was programmed in you. And with them being your responsibility, it's such a natural thing to go through, like that bond. But to invite somebody that doesn't have that ties into your life, that is new to you, is a whole different, it's a whole different ball game. And looking over the years of our relationship, not only did my wife teach me how to love, how to stop being a little weenie, and understand that strength is in putting your heart on the line, leading with love. And that has helped trickle in so many areas in my life. But it's just the power of love that I don't know. I don't know if I would have learned it. I don't feel there's any other woman who could have taught me it besides her. And we've been through so much over the years. Ups, downs, growth, setbacks. The love has never wavered. It's been tested. But just like anything else, when you go through pain, strength comes. When you go through tests, you go through adversity, confidence comes from it. And now I'm so proud of the relationship we have. Not that it's a perfect relationship, but that we both understand completely that we'll never stop working on ourselves to be the best versions of ourselves so that we can give those to each other. And there's times where she's growing in areas, which pushes me to grow in those areas. And there's times where I lead the way. But it is a mutual thing. And I'm so happy and excited to spend another 10 years plus with you, with her, and just experience life. So, if you're hearing this, my love, happy birthday to you. I look forward to spending quality time with you. Hope this message finds you well. Everybody who's listening, take care.